find a comfortable place and position to sit. Close your eyes and begin concentrating on your breath. Imagine a beautiful swirling energy floating around the room like a ribbon of rainbow colors. Recognize that this energy is here for you to feel safe and secure. Notice how you feel relaxed as this energy starts to envelop your body, moving around you and beginning to flow down over your head, your eyelids, and your face, touching all of your facial muscles, relaxing deeper and deeper as you get comfortable in this space. Now the energy begins moving over your jaw, letting your jaw just drop down. It continues to flow gently over your neck, smoothing out the muscles in the neck, continuing to move down over the shoulders. Imagine releasing all the tension and tightness that you were carrying in the upper back and shoulders. The energy simply washes anything away that isn't for your highest good, dissolving it, allowing it to stream down over your arms, all the way down over your hands and out your fingertips, down, down, and away. Now place your attention on your heartbeat and allow your breath to beat to the rhythm of the heart, inhaling positive energy and exhaling any negativity. Allow yourself to open to all the goodness that is present for you right now. Notice how the positive energy cascades down the front and back of the body, moving into the stomach, untangling and unwinding the muscles there, and feeling support on the lower back. Now this energy begins flowing over the hips, the thighs, and penetrates deeply into the body, into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Soak up this positive energy and surrender to its healing power to relax, restore and refresh your system. The energy continues down your legs into your knees, strengthening your determination and resolve to nurture yourself as you move forward in your life. Going down over the shins, the calves, through the ankles and into the toes, so that every step you take is an honoring of yourself along your path toward fulfilling your heartfelt desires. Anchoring your awareness, call your awareness down into your body. All of your awareness comes down into your body, sitting below your eyebrows, behind your eyes, and in front of your spine, drawing down through your body as you place your attention at the base of your spine and allow it to move down through your legs, into your shins, calves, into your feet. In this way, you have all of your power maintained within the core of yourself. Grounding your energy. Now place your attention at the base of your spine. Placing your attention now at the base of your spine, imagine forming a connection for your grounding cord. Now send down your grounding cord from the connection at the base of your spine all the way down through the earth, allowing it to travel deep into the center point of the earth and locking into a large ball of light. Feel the solid strength of the ground beneath you and let yourself be fully supported. This magnificent energetic ball of light is filled with the highest vibrational healing energy. Now that you're in a state of stability, bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine opening the doors of your heart and stepping inside. You're now resting. Resting in the heart. Allow your body to respond to the sound of your heartbeat. Listening to the sound of your heartbeat. Align your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. You are now in a state of coherence. You are aligned to the universe. It's time now to connect to the golden grid, the structure of the universe. This will provide you with a sense of safety and security, being held by the divine. Imagine that the vertical line of the golden grid comes straight down through your crown chakra, moving through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, all the way out and expanding in and beyond the earth. One of the horizontal lines from the grid coming from in front of your body, moving through your heart chakra and out the back heart chakra. Another horizontal line from the grid moving from one side of your body through your heart chakra and out the other side of the body. This golden grid connects you to all things in the universe and beyond. This vibrational resource is endless and begins to fuel your system, opening your body, allowing it to flow into your chakra system and your auric field. Begin to feel a sense of warmth and connection with all things as the golden energy illuminates your body and the bodies in your aura, filling up your systems with golden gel-like energy. This golden energy allows you to fully surrender, becoming emotionally calm and physically relaxed. And as I count down with each number, you allow yourself to relax even more as we go down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And zero now, allowing the sound of my voice to take you into an even deeper space within, fully connected to your higher self, feeling good, feeling safe and secure, connected to the divine grid of the universe. Evolution of the soul has many paths and can go in so many directions. Find the path that suits you and that will show you your special safe place. Get comfortable in your special place. Situate your body so that you can fully relax. Breathe and relax, and imagine that you can simply be in a space fully secure and connected, feel the earth beneath you. Begin to imagine what it would be like to just simply be held by the strength of the earth. As you learn, grow, and progress into expanded states of consciousness and awareness, it is so vital to have a powerful way that assures your confidence and your trust. You must deeply know and trust yourself and be aware enough to validate your intuitive feelings so you can make powerful choices for your life. And that requires you to ground your energy, to know yourself and to trust your body, among other things. Grounding your energy allows you to do this because when you're grounded, you're capable of witnessing conditions and circumstances without overreacting, and your body begins to thrive. It allows you to simply witness. So you decide right now to recognize the power of your body connection within and without. For being ungrounded, you're not able to fully tune in. You're half plugged in, unstable, and insecure with your mental and emotional states of being, not something that you're really looking forward to. For I know, and you do, the power of feeling grounded helps you to be able to stay in a positive position of stability and security throughout your day, enhancing your divine connection with your higher self. And that always feels good, to know that you are confidently connected. This grounded state has you fully cognizant and aware in each moment, so that if you need to make a sudden decision or change, you can make that tactical decision courageously on the spot and feel your ability to flow the power in and through your body. And so your body feels alive and you become more vibrantly connected. You can feel your heart and the power of your heart, as you know. That power of the heart connection is so powerful. It determines your stance and position, your center of influence. Sometimes you may get a gut feeling to do something, but then you question it because you're not fully grounded. So you might just second guess yourself and think, oh, that's just my mind playing a trick on me. By being fully present and grounded, you know what to do, and you trust yourself enough to validate your own intuitive guidance and feelings. How beneficial is that? You want to be connected because living in the present moment is where you create from. Otherwise, life is just going on by happenstance. Circumstances are happening, and you may feel out of control, at a loss of power, or having a lack of awareness. No, no more do you want that to occur. You begin recognizing that your courage and your trust can allow you to be aligned with truth. For truthfully, it might be that you're getting direct guidance from your higher self intuition. And so you want to check into your body to be fully grounded. So you're receiving all of the messages. You're at home. And it begins to be a place of peace a place of serenity, a place where you can feel the goodness of life. So you always want to make sure that you're securely connected. Now let's get you back to yourself, fully grounded, connected, and stabilized in your body. This will build up your confidence, courage, and connection so you feel your power realized. Imagine that you are your higher self consciousness, and you're able to see your body out in front of you. You notice how you might have some judgments about how your body looks, the shape, the size, the curves or lack of curves. It is important for you to have good rapport with your body if you are to feel comfortable and grounded. And you have this time to create the body as a comfortable place for your consciousness to live, recognizing that your body is a special and sacred space because it is the only container for your wisdom of consciousness to flow. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a special relationship with your body? So that you don't even have to think about it in the old way. Grounded or not, you want to like your body so you can enjoy not only your body as a home of your soul, but enjoy all of life and especially the life force energy that wants to animate you and lead you to new levels of connection with the divine. As you know, seeking outside of yourself never works, as all of the answers truly reside within. So you start the process. Start to release all the judgments against your body. Imagine now if you could peel away the labels that you've put on your body, peeling them off one by one. What are the things that you've stated about your body? How have you treated your body in the past? Not valuing it, not feeding it properly. Not trusting it, ignoring it, being angry with it, all of the labels and all of the judgments fall off of your body as you imagine spinning a vortex vacuum around your body, releasing and letting go. Start to bring higher level thoughts to it. As you know the power of projection, as you're releasing and restoring the body, you can let go of the anger. You can let go of the anxiety. Simply let go and allow your body to be restored as the temple for light that you know it to be, the temple for light of your consciousness to flow in and through it. Once you get your body to reflect a higher level of wisdom, you'll naturally want to stay inside. So place your attention on your body. We know how powerful it is to focus your attention. And now that you're able to focus more easily, you can do this with intention. Now rehabilitate the body reducing chaos in the body-mind by letting go of any hatred, any sadness, any disappointment that you may be carrying about your body, any tension. Release all of this energy out of the cells of your body. Any of the old stagnant energies need to be drained out like the water in a bathtub after the bath has been taken, letting all of the dirty old water drain down and away into the earth and simply letting the natural transformation take place. The body never wanted to be deserted and left as a dumping ground of old emotional energies or traumas, whether yours or someone else's. So right now, take a stance. As your higher self, you are directing the cleanup efforts and knowing that it's time to let go. So let go now of any of the old, dark, and dingy energy. How have you used your body for things other than what it really should be used for? Well, now is the time to make changes and to forgive yourself for mistreating your body, overworking it, abusing it. And if you have felt betrayed by your body or have taken your emotional pain out on your body, then it's time to clean it up. To come to terms with yourself. That old way is not the most beneficial way to use your body. And you want to be efficient and effective in life. So let's have you creating new ways to be in relationship to your body. Release the resentment. Release your loneliness. Release the emptiness of humanness and let light enter your body, illuminating your being. Identify your illusions and distortions in your mental body, for they're not true. They're made up. Letting go of the illusions and distortions that your mind makes up about you and your body, how others might perceive you and your body, let it go. Let your higher self realign and bring in truth right now. Aligning yourself with truth, aligning your body with truth, begin to see how it starts. Shift. And once you have completed cleaning out your body, cleaning up your body, all of the cells, the muscles, the fibers, the space within and around the body, having peeled all the labels off, release the projections and distortions. It's time for the goodness to come in. Let your consciousness slowly enter your body. Imagine your higher self consciousness starting from the head. Allow your higher level consciousness to move into your head, flowing down through your body, taking up all the space in your body, down through your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your arms, into the hands and fingers, your higher level consciousness moving in to your torso, your stomach. What is it like to actually take up the space in your body with higher vibrational energies and frequencies? Moving into the hips, the pelvic area. Moving into the thighs, the knees. So your legs, your shins, your calves, moving down through the ankles into the feet and your toes. It is okay to be in your body. It is for your good and the good of the health of your body. It is so beneficial that you have life force there moving through your body, flowing. Appreciation and gratitude are the openers of the prosperity energy that wants to be present in your body. Be present in your body now. Being present in your body becomes the portal for these natural energies and feelings start to move into your being, unifying your body with the divine, capturing the essence of you, the brilliance of you when you're anchored inside your body. And you can create and manifest from that space. So you want to always be present all the way down inside your body. Move all the way into your body now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Make sure that you're being true to your higher self intention, letting go of any old habits of old. You can focus all of your efforts towards being the embodiment of love, appreciation, and gratitude that you have this lovely vessel to accomplish tasks, complete your spiritual goals, and channel light energy. So being grounded is the basis for union. Honor your body and the impulses directed by your higher self. Keep the balance within. Good. Now, breathing in. Direct the energy of your breath down the front of your body. All the way down the front of your body, exhaling, bringing the energy up the back of your body. Breathing rhythmically, letting the light dance your cells into vitality and stamina. Breathing in and moving the energy down the front of your body and up the back of your body. It's good to feel your body filled with the light of divine essence of you. Breathing in, moving the energy down the front of your body and up the back of your body. This is how you become centered, and you have the ability to move and flow with the grace of the divine light, illuminating your body and being, restoring your systems, aligning to the soul love that is present in the ever-flowing, effervescent beauty. And so you're centered. And you have the ability to focus. Have the center of your being clear and inside the self. Have your focus inside. Let the divine guide your every step now. Feel the aliveness that groundedness offers you so that you can offer your service to others. Now you can live in clarity and self-awareness, knowing when you're grounded and centered and when you need to once again arrive inside yourself. And so bringing your attention back into the now moment, calling all of your attention back to this now moment, breathing in, exhaling out, recognizing the power of your breath as you flow the energy down the front of your body and up the back. That is the cycle and the rhythm of your breath that keeps you supported inside your body, that opens you to the divine light. So as you come back to now, you're meeting me here, awakening again to this moment in the present state, being the offering, being of service, being your higher self, coming back to now, right here, right now, with me.